Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
In for Michael Horn today, and a pleasure to be sharing the radio airwaves with my friend, the legend of sports television, the true Renaissance man, Fred Dreyer.
Well, it's great to have you here. It's been a while since we've done anything together, actually.
I know. What's with that? Can we at least like go to dinner or something?
We have to do something to fill in the huge gap. I'm glad to have you here, and we'll miss your dad there for the hour, but. We're in good shape here.
Yeah, absolutely. And so much is going on in the world of sports. We're going to get to it. A lot of your emails as well. I want to remind you to listen to the podcast at FredDreyerShow.com. You can follow us on Facebook at The Real Fred Dreyer and on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. And of course, always email Fred. And we'll get to some of those emails a little bit later on. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Now, I peel back the layers of the onion here a little bit, Fred.
All righty.
Now, for those of you who listen to this program, Michael Horn shares the same last name with me. We are not married. That would be weird. He's my dad.
Yeah.
And the two of us spent Saturday night together, and we watched Bumblebee, which was the big Fred Dreyer spectacular. And it was the first time I had seen it, and I have to say, Fred, it was, first of all, a really fun performance from you. Your facial expressions, I mean, it was just,
it was
fun.
That's what that movie was.
Yeah.
There's not much substance.
Cartoony and fun.
Yeah, that's right.
But it was a great, great movie, so I know I'm a little bit behind. But when you get brought in to these big action-adventure movies, do you tailor your acting style to the film, or is it always the same process for you?
It's an interpretation, just like anything else is. You know, you read something and you have to have an opinion about it, so you decide, I think I'll start having an opinion about this right here by doing this and bringing this into the conversation. So it's the same thing with a film or a television show. You know, you say, I think I can do something with this. Exactly what, I won't know till I get in the room. But once you're in there, it kind of comes to you.
I love it. All right, we're going to talk more about acting and specifically sports, a brand new name for the Staples Center. A little controversial. Jennifer Horn in for Michael Horn. This is a Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Thanks for joining us. It is a Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. I'm Jennifer Horn in for Michael Horn. And we've got all sorts of things to talk about today in the world of sports, football, basketball, the Olympics. But Fred, some big news. We broadcast from Los Angeles, California.
Yep, right.
And the Staples Center, where the Lakers, the Clippers, the Los Angeles Kings, they play, made an announcement this week that they are renaming the arena, a $700 million deal.
Over 20 years? Is it 20 years?
I'll take that. I think we're missing out on the salary there. Crypto.com is what the name of the arena is going to be. Crypto.com. So I guess we can now officially say the Lakers will be playing at the Crypt. Is that what we're going to say?
Yeah, somebody will do something with that. I guess, there's a ton of these new companies, these dot-com companies out there looking to be branded in a specific way. And sports is the great way to do it, certainly.
Of course.
And so we have crypto.com. I think it's in next summer they're going to actually change the name of it. Staples made sense to me. You know, it was a big stapler on the roof.
That's right.
It took me like 5 years to figure that out.
There is a stapler on the roof.
That's a stapler.
Imagine that. Now what are they going to do with it?
I don't know. Take that damn thing off.
Now there's going to be a big Bitcoin on top, which is nothing. Cryptocurrency is actually selling nothing to people. So I guess we'll have a lot of empty space. They're going to do renovations at what is now known as the Staples Center. They're going to have a whole new look, I guess. AEG is in on this. Here's my problem.
They're in on everything.
As a fan, whether you're going to a concert or you're going to a sporting event, you know what arena you're going to because it has a name, whether it's a Staples Center or the Pond, the Arrowhead Pond of Anaheim. They change them so often with sponsorships that no one can know where they're going anymore. And I get it from a branding perspective. This is a great deal for brands that want to become more well-known. But for the fans, can they figure out where the heck they are? I mean, it seems like some arenas,
everybody
like Anaheim,
has got new names in the world, everybody in America now has a cell phone, and it's got everything in it. That's a GPS.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got a modern-day cell phone today, I've got the 5. That's an antiquated phone. But if you've got the modern-day 12, 10, 12, whatever it is, they could drop you in the jungle, and you find your way out.
You're right. I can pay for it with my cryptocurrency.
Yeah, so there's no reason why people say, I don't know, should I make a left on Figueroa and then you know.
You can actually take your self-driving car over there probably, right? Just program it into your, self-driving car and just
show everything.
Up.
You could do everything.
I wonder if this arena will be set to take cryptocurrency, by the way, because Bitcoin is a big deal now. A lot of people are even taking paychecks. Like even some athletes are taking some of their contracts in.
They are?
Yeah, in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. So maybe, I mean, I guess this is a pretty smart opportunity. If you're going to Staples and you're buying a beer and a hot dog, and you're now at the crypto.com arena, maybe you're paying in Bitcoin, which is going to be big for their business, I'd imagine.
Well, yeah, you don't know. I don't know how. I've talked to, you know, brokers.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was a broker. He was
right.
My broker, and I talked to him. I talked to a lot of brokers about Bitcoin. What do they think of it?
Yeah,
and none of them seem to think that much of it. Now, maybe I'm hanging around with the wrong people, but the Bitcoin craze, I think, is something that belongs to the new wave of America,
mm-hmm.
the new wave of the world. It's the big reset. I think that's
you're right about
I think
that.
It's the financial boost to the reset. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if in 5, 10, 15 years, there's or less than that, there's a huge run to get rid of the dollar bill.
Well, and that's already happening. I mean, think about how people are paying for things now. You're Venmoing someone or you're just sending them cash in the Zelle app. You know, no one really has the cash like they used to. Currency is already a dying breed. And forget coins. I mean, when was the last time when someone hands you coins is change when you're at a restaurant or something else? I mean, it's pretty, you know, you don't know what to do with it.
Well, you know, they're trying to get rid of cash.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want anybody to have a handful of cash and pay for it. They want to. They don't want anything to sneak by, you know, the IRS, state or fed. They want to make sure that people who are out there spending cash, receiving cash, are made to feel like, they're hiding something.
Yeah, exactly. That they're criminals. Have you ever?
Yeah.
I actually went into a car dealership once and saw someone walk in with a briefcase full. Well, I didn't know what it was at the time, but a briefcase. Walked right into the car dealership. I was at a Lexus dealership. This guy walks in with the briefcase and is looking kind of, I don't know, he's kind of conspicuous. You know, he's looking like he's doing something. And sure enough, I asked my sales guy what he was doing. He said, oh, these guys come in and pay in cash for their cars. Now, what do you immediately think when someone's paying in cash?
Well, fentanyl.
Right. You think it's not something that you want to know about. It's a Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. You can let us know what you think about crypto.com, the new arena in Los Angeles. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, @Fred_Dreyer on Twitter, The Real Fred Dreyer on Facebook. That's where we stream this program live as well. You can always send us an email, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Want to ask you about Odell Beckham Jr., Fred.
Okay.
Let's get into some of this news here. Now, he joined the Rams this past weekend, and by all accounts, it wasn't the greatest performance of all time. Did you witness him playing for the Rams this weekend?
Well, I saw the game, not because I wanted to see, the effects of the great Odell Beckham Jr. I wanted to see how the Rams were going to match up at the line of scrimmage. And as we saw, they matched up terribly.
Mm-hmm.
They were thoroughly embarrassed as a franchise on Monday night. And as far as Odell Beckham goes, you know, he's been there for 15 minutes. They threw him the first pass of the game for about 8 yards or so. Wonderful. And that's fine, but he's far away from really melding in and being a part of a machine, offensive machine, especially when they're so off defensively and offensively.
This was a big one. So Odell Beckham Jr. joins the Rams. That's a big move, obviously. Didn't perform well. Cam Newton joined Arizona,
right,
and did quite well at actually, he did a great job, or excuse mm-hmm. me, Carolina playing Arizona. They beat Arizona. What is it like from your player's perspective when you are a big name talent, whether you're Odell Beckham Jr. or you're Cam Newton? You have a lot to prove. What is that process like? A lot of athletes say it's just another game. We just have to get through that next game. But I'd imagine that it is a little more intimidating joining a team, whether you've been there before or not, midseason, and having to try to find your rhythm. Cam Newton did it. Odell Beckham Jr. did not. What is that like as a player?
Well, Odell Beckham Jr.'s results are predicated on the quarterback.
Yeah, the team.
And what's going on and what the play callers decide is good for the team at that point in time. And because the Rams were inundated with problems, mm-hmm. He was not the focal point.
Right.
So he's easy to explain. Cam Newton came in. He's the quarterback, and they I didn't see the game, but I saw highlights of it, and he was in a no lose situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they weren't scheduled to win.
Right.
He came out and played very well, and did enough to get his team to see him in a different light. The last time he left, he went to a couple of other teams,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't blend in very well because he was coming in other people's offense. Well, they brought him back here to the Carolina Panthers, and he plays real well,
and he fits
the protocol.
So more about the team and the atmosphere of the team rather than a mindset of the player going into a new situation.
Yeah, he was in a good situation, and he knew everybody. He was comfortable, and he couldn't lose. The only thing that he had trouble with maybe was holding on to the ball, and that didn't seem to be a problem.
Jennifer Horn in for Michael Horn. This is the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
The Sports Lounge with our star, Fred Dreyer. I'm Jennifer Horn in for Michael Horn today. Happy to be holding down the fort with you, Fred.
You finally got to come down the hall. You know, we're here off of the main platform here with your dad and I, and you're down about two doors.
Yeah.
And
usually making
we never
those,
see you.
Never. Usually I'm making the tennis shoes for those NBA stars in there. I'm just working away.
You got a power lawnmower. Yeah, lawnmower. You got a power sewing machine.
I do. There. I was just zipping away with my sewing machine. But you know what? When duty calls, here I am. And I want to say hello. You know, we live stream this very program on Facebook.com and Tiki Live, Roku, Apple TV. You can find us all of those places. You can also download our app. Take us with you wherever you go. Just dial #250, say CRN as the code word, and a link will come to your cell phone. But want to say hello to Ray Maurice, who's in the chat room today. And he said something really cool, Fred. He said that you really got him into football, and he copied your every move when you were a player.
I don't know what that means, though.
Well, he watched your plays as a football player, and I guess copied some of the Dreyer style and implemented it into his own game in high school, right, Producer Jeremy?
Is that what happened, Jeremy?
Yes, it is. He said, in fact, he wanted to say hi, and he said Fred's responsible for his high school football career. He said he even met Fred at Fairfield University back in 1970. I hated the look of the big belly defensive end with a crew cut. Fred, you were cool. I was built like you and wore my hair long. Anyways, it made it cool to be a lineman. I copied your every move and something worked my senior year. I was special teams captain. Thanks for showing a kid how it's done.
Well, you're welcome. And when I first got to the Giants, you're talking about the New York Giants in 1970. That was my second year. But when I got to the Giants in 69, that's the one thing I noticed. I noticed a lot of guys, for the sake of being bigger, they decided that they would be bigger and their stomachs would be profound.
And they would scare people.
To me, it was ballast that was hung too low. You know. and you don't have leverage that way.
What is it? You know? That's really interesting. So when people are building their body very intentionally now, right, to play sports, do you? Because there are big players still in the NFL.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But the more you see less, I think of the big stomach like you're talking about, and more of a solid player like from top to toe. Is that for balance? Is that to make sure that they're staying upright rather than on the field?
Well, it's organic. I mean, if you're going to work out and gain 20 pounds or 25 pounds, you want to put it in the right spot. You don't want to have your physical attributes be a direct result of eating everything. You know, this isn't a ham sandwich workout bench press deal. You know, what we're trying to do is get you stronger, faster, quicker, leaner, and more resilient to injury.
Yeah.
And a lot of these guys, by the time they finish and look in the mirror with these big stomachs, they're out of balance, and it throws off their hips, their back rounds out, their knees knock. Kind of dip in a little bit,
sure,
and so you're worse off.
So what was your we know a lot, and I know that you guys have talked about here on the Sports Lounge in the past your diet regime. It's a very clean diet. You do an occasional candy bar might sneak in there, but mostly it's salmon, it's broccoli, it's a lot of alkaline foods. And I've watched that and I've admired that about you for a long time. You are very disciplined. But what was your workout routine like as a player? Did you spend more time focusing on endurance, on your quickness? Were you lifting a lot of weights? Were you doing it all at the same time? What was that like when you were playing?
Well, everybody has to, interpret their time in the barrel. You know, you get picked and you show up, they give you a uniform and you're out there doing the best for the
right.
team, doing the best for the team. And so I, my whole thing was I never wanted to I defined the right end position the way I wanted to. There's certain defenses that you go by and what have you, but what I made sure that I did is I worked out, I lifted a lot of weights, but I also stretched a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
I ate a lot of food, but I also sprinted. I never ran distances. I ran football is a 40-yard sprint.
That's, right, you that's, just got to go fast for a short
distance. You just
got
to go fast for a short period of time.
Yeah.
And you got to do it from the first quarter to the last play of the fourth quarter.
Right.
So, you know, if you hustle, if you make sure that you're doing the things that are necessary to play the sport and to help your teammates, that's what's important.
Mm-hmm. It's a really interesting. I think there are a lot of people who are interested with what that routine was like for you off the field, which made you so great on the field.
Now, well, thank you.
Now, Henry Ruggs III has been in a whole lot of trouble
yeah.
these days, and a Las Vegas judge told attorneys for Ruggs this week to get their own subpoena to fire department records about the crash, and basically... he was accused of drunk driving 135 miles an hour when he hit this woman. He was driving at speeds up to 150 miles per hour, and he's been released by the Raiders. He's free on bail right now, $150,000 bail. But it seems that the lawyers are looking to get records and such as they start to pursue this lawsuit. They have some witnesses that they're talking to. Clark County spokesperson said that there were no delays in the firefighting response, as he suggested. Now, he says the firefighting team didn't show up on time, and that caused more of a problem.
You know, I read that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine trying to explain to people, talk people into not being pissed off at you for driving 156 miles an hour, hitting the brakes, slowing down to 140 miles an hour, and piling into the back of a car, catching it on fire immediately, and then claiming things would have been different if the sheriff, the police, and the fire department had gotten there
just been quicker,
had gotten there on time. You know, this guy's lucky that someone didn't shoot him. You know, coming up on that accident and seeing what he had done to those people is unforgivable. And there's nothing that you can do to bring these people back. But it does help to put this guy in jail for the rest of his life.
And that's where he will be, perhaps. I mean, maybe he's got a legal team that will work on this for him. But certainly at some point, you would think that there's really no excuse for this. And is it a better play? Not necessarily. I mean, he wants to have a defense, and he deserves a defense, as every American citizen does.
Yeah.
But
and then we'll hang him.
Isn't this just the result of the world that we live in? And there's always somebody to blame, no matter what happens. Like, there's somebody to blame. That's what the world teaches now.
But yeah, that's,
no accountability.
And producer Jeremy, that's exactly where I'm going with this, because the to blame the fire department for not responding quick enough is not necessarily great for his brand. There's no coming back from that. Wouldn't it be better for his defense? I mean, it's insulting almost. I mean, he does. Everybody has a brand. But, I mean, obviously he's blown his apart with this. But holy smokes. I mean, how much salt do you need to rub in the wounds instead of just backing off and maybe just saying, you know what, we made a terrible mistake. Let's figure out what's
well,
next.
See, this is interesting because it goes beyond making a mistake. He's got a history with his character of mm-hmm. drinking, and he's got a history there that is not good.
Right.
And I always look at these things from a standpoint that what did the Raider franchise know about this guy Ruggs when they drafted him? What
do they check? Even do they check out the background information?
I know that when I was in high school, college, in that whole era, that you know, when once you went to the next level, they kind of, especially professionally, they kind of knew who you were.
I would imagine it's probably
knew who you were.
It should be part of it. You've got a league like the NFL that has already taken so much heat for being soft on players that have done stupid things, bad things, dangerous things, criminal things.
Well, yeah.
You would think now that would be a part of it. I know we want to have good football players, but if there are two good football players and the difference is what their past looks like, you'd think that should come into play.
Well, you would think that that as soon as they found out that, hey, there's some things here that we may or may not want to deal with, let's just keep an eye on this, and you just hope to God that if something should happen, that it doesn't hurt anybody. But it's not. That's not the case in this case.
Rounding out some of our football news today in the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer, Baker Mayfield is out. He says, I'm probably the most beat up I've ever been, but I don't think anybody gives a damn.
No, they don't.
The actually. Browns are going through it. The Browns are always going through it. They seem to have a little bit better start, but every time they make a little progress, there is a constant struggle.
Well, look, there was you know, I guess there's been talk that he's got one more year left and then he wants to renegotiate his big contract.
Yeah.
He's not going to get a big contract.
Not coming.
This guy's not that good.
What makes it? What it makes you say that? Just not
well,
that good
you watch
poor
him.
Performance?
Well, you watch him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I don't think he's he's got a pretty good team there. I don't know if he's making it better or not. What's he doing to make it better?
To advance the Browns.
Yeah.
Who do quite often. I mean, I think everybody sort of roots for them, right? We want to see the
Browns
do
pretty well.
Well, look,
I like Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I think
not Ravens fans.
Interesting kid. But, you know, come on. I mean, you've got to come out and take games. What are they, 5-4, 5-5?
Think about 5-5. Yeah,
yeah. That's about
5-4. All right,
that's about 3 or 4 losses too many.
All right, it's Sports Lounge. More up ahead. Fred Dreyer, Jennifer Horn, in for Michael Horn.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Right now, sports betting is the fastest growing industry in the world. To consistently cash tickets at the sports books, it's best to be armed with the right plays from the best sports bettors in the business. That's what you'll get at AgainstTheNumber.com. At AgainstTheNumber.com, you'll get specialists with decades of experience betting multiple sports at a high level and many sports-specific packages from the NFL to college basketball to cricket to soccer to the European Tour that gives you a consistent edge on the sportsbook. For a highly skilled, reasonably priced team of premium sports handicappers focused on one thing and one thing only, beating the books at their own game. Visit AgainstTheNumber.com.
That's AgainstTheNumber.com.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Welcome back. It is a Sports Lounge with our star, Fred Dreyer. I'm Jennifer Horn in for Michael Horn. He'll be back next week. Want to say a big shout out to those of you joining us in our Facebook Live chat. Lawndale, hello. New Mexico, Nebraska, we see you there. And we've got your emails coming up. You can always, by the way, submit your information to us. All you have to do is send us an email. Email Fred at freddreyer@crntalk.com. And some hot news fresh off the presses. Fred, the Cy Young Award winners have been decided.
Who are they?
What does an owl say?
Who?
The American League Cy Young winner is Robbie Ray. Corbin Burns is the Cy Young winner for the National League. And this was a big one. One of our Dodgers, Max Scherzer, was nominated for this, but it was Corbin Burns ultimately in the National League who pulled it out.
Well, good for Robbie Ray. I mean, he's been a good pitcher pretty much. When he was with Arizona, he had a couple of good years there that when the team was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the team got bad, he dropped off. And then he left, and then he went to Toronto, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, Toronto? I think that is right. He went to Toronto.
But he's done a terrific job.
Yep.
And, it's different. These pitchers go through different things. They get support. They have good defense. They stay healthy, have no arm issues, and they wind up being in contention for awards after the season.
That's right. Now, I think we cannot have a conversation about baseball Cy Young Award winners again. Robbie Ray from the American League, Corbin Burns from the National League winning today, getting the most votes. Garrett Cole, by the way, for the second time in 3 years, came in as runner-up. So he's been up there. Always a bridesmaid, never
Yankees?
A bride. Yeah. So he was the runner-up for the National
really?
League, for the American League Cy Young Award. But there has been a wussification of sorts in baseball, particularly when it comes to pitchers. You have a lot of great talent, a lot of great pitchers. But as someone who doesn't have the understanding of the sports world that you do, Fred Dreyer, it seems to me that you have a lot of teams that are using metrics that actually limit and encourage kind of the coddling of many pitchers. Now, in the old days when I was growing up and watching the Dodgers, we all loved Tommy Lasorda, and Tommy Lasorda would send out people, Fernando Valenzuela, a great example, and he'd burn the heck out of these pitchers' arms. But they pitched, and many times they pitched full games, and they weren't being pulled out after 4 innings or 5 innings or after so many pitches. Do you think it is the pitchers who are protecting their arm more, or is it the teams who are relying on metrics that have created this new environment where we're using multiple pitchers every single game? That wasn't the way it always was.
Well, the system is being dictated to the playing field.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got pitchers who like Scherzer,
yeah,
you know, who wants to go into the sixth, seventh, and eighth inning,
right?
And
but they won't let him most of the time.
None of them want that because they've got a guy or two or three in the bullpen that can go into the sixth, seventh, and eighth,
mm-hmm.
and then leave the ninth to the closer.
Right.
So they've got everything compartmentalized beautifully in baseball today, and it's boring.
That's what
bad
I'm getting at.
Baseball. When you watch the playoff here, you know the Dodgers are in it the last couple of years, and so we watch them, and you yell at the TV screen when you realize that this guy This guy has pitched beautifully for 5 1/3 innings.
One thing in watching you and being your friend is I am honored to be, and you're like a family member to me.
Thank you.
I know that you operate using your gut instinct, whether that was in your acting career, your business life.
Well, it's in life, I think.
Your sports life. I mean, you follow your gut instinct. And you know what? I think in many times it always – 99% of the time, it leads you in the right direction. And what bothers me about watching baseball right now, particularly when we're talking about pitching, is that that gut instinct, that fire in the belly, that passion gets taken away because we rely so much on the numbers and a system. Look, robots can do perfect things, but what makes life interesting is watching humans, human behavior, people digging deep. And as someone who's loved baseball my whole life, I feel like that has been ripped from the sport that I grew up really loving watching and just seeing kind of that there was always that thing that something could go wrong. Now they've got everything plotted out. And sure, things can go wrong, but they know it. They have the metrics to prove it.
Well, Tommy Lasorda was a perfect example of a manager who would say, we're going into the sixth inning and I'm going to use 5 pitchers.
Right.
And I'm gonna look at the lineup, and I'm gonna use 6 pitchers
in this
inning
right.
Because I'm gonna match these guys up, and I'm not going to fall into the normal managerial pitching. Habits. That managers fall into because they say, "Well, we can't. It takes too long." So now they use the example of, "Well, the games are too long now, and so what we got to do? We got to speed it up. How do we do that? Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to tell these managers when you bring a guy in, he's got to pitch to 3 people." You can't just bring him in for 1 or 2 pitches to get a guy out and then bring another guy in and work your way out of it through their lineup. You've got to make sure that we take the ball out of the manager's hand. And when you bring this guy in, mm-hmm. he has to pitch to 3 people.
He's got to stay a minute.
And that's not good.
Because, no, I don't love it either.
Because all of this stuff is geared to wrangle the control of the game away from the on-field managers.
Well, and also, I mean, how many times, gosh, as a lifelong Dodger fan, do you sit and scream at the TV, "Dave, take him out," because you just need the guy to go because you can tell when he doesn't have it. When he doesn't have the juice, he's not performing, and now you're waiting around for three pitches, which can be pretty detrimental to
I would run
game.
Out into the driveway at night when we were watching Dodger games when they brought in Pedro Baez. And, you know, bad brain, we called him Bad Brain Baez on my neighborhood. And sure enough, here comes a list of big heavy hitters coming in for the Giants, and they're going to bring in Baez to get into the seventh inning, and it winds up being a disaster. And then the frustration is you don't have anybody in the baseball writers corps to ask the manager, give us a step-by-step explanation of why you did what you did.
All right, we are going to dip into the mailbag here quickly. Want to remind you that you can always email us. FredDreyerShow@gmail.com is the place. Excuse me, FredDreyerSirenTalk.com. I'm giving out your wrong information here, Fred. Don't email that one. Pat Huff says, "Mr. Dreyer, would you and Stephanie Kramer consider doing an after Hunter rom-com, romantic comedy, without car chases and shoot 'em ups, where Hunter and McCall are retired and finally end up together? The chemistry between them was unmistakably there, so it would be wonderful. It would be a great ending to their story, and we boomer women would enjoy seeing a movie with leads in our own age group. Come on," she says. "What do you say?" That is Pat. And by the way, she said, "If eyes are truly windows to the soul, both you and Stephanie are very kind-hearted people." And
well,
you're right about
you.
That, Pat.
Yeah,
so what do you think?
You.
A little rom-com?
No. That wouldn't.
No? No Hallmark Christmas
that
movie?
Wouldn't, I don't think that would interest Stephanie or me. I can speak for myself. It wouldn't interest me. But I don't think it would interest any distributor, any network.
You never know. There is so much to make of nostalgia right now. I mean, I don't think that there are any new ideas in TV and film. We're just rebooting everything. So I think maybe if you wanted to, get a Christmas
Well,
special.
Maybe if Stephanie and I were black.
Okay. Okay.
Huh?
Next question for the mailbag.
Let's go. You want to talk about that?
Pamela Johnson. Hey, Pamela. She says, everyone loves this. Hunter and McCall are puzzled about a case when a young woman who seems like the girl next door is found tortured and murdered. Do you remember that episode? A copy.
There's about a million episodes. Like
I know.
That.
A copy of her birth certificate leads them to Pruittville, Texas. Knowing people are reluctant to talk to police, they decide to pretend they are married in town looking for a cousin. McCall laughs when Hunter calls her Love Muffin. The only motel room available is the bridal suite, complete with vibrating
beds. Oh, I remember
bed.
That. I remember the bridal
you
suite.
You remember that?
Yeah, it was good. It was funny.
She's a big fan of this episode. She said, do you remember the scene, Fred? And she wants to know if that was an ad lib when you guys were going back and forth. Apparently, McCall asked Hunter to do her a favor and don't snore. Hunter asks, what makes you think I snore? She says, one of his old girlfriends told her he snores like a freight train. Hunter says, what else did she say about me? Wants
yeah.
to know if that was an ad lib or if that was...
That's an assumption.
Yeah, if that was the script.
Well,
do you remember?
Well, no, all of those...
How much?
All those fun things are... You know, look, if you're an actor and you're hired to do cut out the heavy material, then you do it. But at some point in time, you're paying actors to bring something.
Right.
And that's it.
And that's what it was. How much of Hunter was ad lib and how much of it was directly off the script?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean,
did you do a lot of ad-libbing?
Yeah.
A lot of ad-libbing.
The last 4 or 5 years, we did a lot of ad-libbing. The first couple, we stayed close because, you know, we wanted to make sure that if the show was a failure, mm-hmm. that it was a failure because other circumstances. And not because we were just making stuff up as we went along.
When you were doing rewrites, and I love being able to ask you these questions from TV to sports, but when you were doing the scripts for Hunter, how much of it was you coming forward going, I would say this here, this is a little more natural for me? Would you work in conjunction with the writers to make those changes?
Well, yeah,
you
try to. And the Cannell writers were receptive. To a degree, there's things that they wanted. They wanted to bring certain things out of their, writing styles, and I understood that. And for the most part, I think the writers got what they wanted,
mm-hmm.
All I wanted to do is if there was a moment there to put a nice tag on it. That I could do it.
Do you have, and I know a lot of fans have asked you this question over the years, but is there an episode where you went, that one was the most fun? Was it something that involved stunts, physicality, just a little more sense of humor in those episodes of Hunter? Is there one that sticks out for you?
Well, I always used to joke around, they would say, okay, Friday, we're going to... Our stunt day,
mm-hmm.
and we can shoot all night because there's no turnaround for the next day.
Right.
So
you have the whole night ahead of you.
So you can stay out there till the cows come home. And so this was the spinning car weekend.
Yeah.
Where they would shoot the car, and the car would automatically start elevating and spinning.
Oh my gosh, how
it's hilarious.
It worked. That's cool when you have the whole night ahead of you just to have fun and do it.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for joining us on the Sports Lounge. Fred Dreyer, our star. Don't forget, you can follow Fred on Facebook. The Real Fred Dreyer is a place to find him. You can also watch the program there. And you can follow him on Twitter at Fred_Dreyer. Of course, your emails always welcome. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com and catch the podcast at FredDreyerShow.com as we continue a suspicious story involving China.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Jennifer Horn in for Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, our star, and want to tell you this quick story.
It's great to have you here.
It is so fun. I've had a great hour with you.
Yes.
So there was a story out from the Women's Tennis Association. They called for an investigation following an allegation by a Chinese tennis player, Peng Shui is her name. She said that a retired government official sexually assaulted her. She made the accusation on Chinese social media outlet Weibo on November the 2nd. Reuters then gets involved and reports that she hasn't been seen in public since the claim, prompting concerns in the tennis community about her safety. So she says that someone in the government of China assaults her sexually and then disappears, hasn't been seen for 2 weeks.
Well, how about that? She went, what do you think? What did he happen there?
I think it's amazing to me, and maybe we should have talked about this earlier. Maybe we can talk about this next week. The fact that the Olympics are going to be in China is absolutely astounding to me, with all of the atrocities committed not by the Chinese people but by the Chinese Communist Party, that the Olympic Committee did not say, you're done, that we're not going to do the Winter Olympics in China, is astounding. Now we're playing nice. The whole world is playing nice to appease the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, I'm surprised people show up.
People probably won't because of COVID. I think they're going to limit spectators. But, I mean, I feel sorry for the athletes who work so hard to perform and to take part in the Olympics. So you want the Olympic Games to happen. But why is China at this point, COVID, with the NBA, the slave labor from the Uyghur Muslims? What are they even doing in sports?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what American athletes are doing. There's some countries I just would not go to.
This is one
especially
of them.
Today.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
It has been a lot of fun hanging out with you.
Yes.
Big Thanksgiving next week. What are you doing? You're going to come over to the house? We'll cook?
I might. I got the rounds. I got to make the rounds.
The rounds.
The rounds.
Be careful, not another R word. having to do with poultry.
Yes.
You're making the rounds.
I'm
on
making
Thanksgiving.
The round.
Don't forget, you can follow us all over the place on Twitter at Fred_Dreyer, on Facebook, where you can find us every single week at The Real Fred Dreyer, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com for all those emails. And don't forget the podcast. That's where you can listen to this program over and over and over again at FredDreyerShow.com.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly correct. I'm very thrilled that you were able to come by. Do it again, please.
Thanks for having me. I'm gonna come in here a little more often and
bug you. I think you should. The door works both ways there. You know.
Thanks for joining us on the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer.